Welcome, my friends, to the English Teacher John Show. Live a little, learn a little, laugh a little, tell your friends. Grammar, idioms, pronunciation, interesting topics, and more. We always speak in clear and easy to understand English. Your place for English learning. See us at EnglishTeacherJohn.com. Yo, what's up? Let's learn a little slang today.
What you listening to right now? Yeah,
please remember, only use slang in casual situations with your friends. In lesson 4, podcast 4, we learned about the slang question, "What's up?" "Hi, Fred. What's up?" "Not much. What's up with you?" Now, I want to talk about other slang you can use when you meet a friend and want to ask about his or her recent experiences or recent life. More formally, or in polite situations, we can ask, "How are you? How have you been? How have you been?" You should use this more standard English and not slang when you meet or talk with someone who is not a close friend. Okay, some new slang expressions for asking about a close friend's recent life. First, I will say each slang expression slowly and clearly. Second, I'll say the same expression at natural speed and with natural intonation, natural speaking style. At natural speed, I will say each one 2 times. Ready? How is it going? How's it going? How's it going? How have you been? How have you been? How have you been? What have you been up to? What you been up to? What you been up to? How can we answer these kinds of questions? Here's some examples. "Hey, John, what you been up to?" "Not much, really. I've been pretty busy with English teaching and podcasting." "What you been up to? What you been up to?" "Hey, John, how's it going?" "Ah, things are going pretty well. I've been doing a lot of mountain biking these days. Also, I've got some new students, so I'm pretty happy about that." "How's it going with you? How's it going with you?" "Hi, John. How have you been?" Oh, I've been pretty good. Just been busy with classes and looking after the kids. We've been going to the park a lot during the summer. How have you been? How have you been? Okay, practice time.
Oh, no.
Let's practice these sentences. What's up? What's up? What's up with you? What's up with you? How's it going? How's it going? How's it going with you? How's it going with you? How've you been? How've you been? How have you been? How have you been? What you been up to? What you been up to? What have you been up to? What have you been up to? All right, good job today. Remember, only use slang with your close friends, not with everyone. Keep practicing. Good luck.
You are listening to the English Teacher John Show, a podcast from EnglishTeacherJohn.com.
Hey, here comes today's idiom. Our first idiom today is hit the nail on the head. Hit the nail on the head. You hit the nail right on the head. Hit the nail on the head. What do you think about Antonio's comment at the meeting? Oh, I think he hit the nail on the head. He described our complaints perfectly. Carlos didn't really know much about the political situation, but I think Maria hit the nail right on the head. Hit the nail on the head. Hit the nail right on the head. The meaning is to be right or correct about something. To say just the right thing about something. To be very accurate. Many times we use this idiom to talk about a person who says just the right answer to a question. Or just the right comment in the right situation. Here are some examples. I didn't give an answer at all, but Hideko hit the nail on the head. I think he is spending too much time on the computer. Yes, I agree. I think you hit the nail right on the head. I thought no one understood the issue. But Anna hit the nail right on the head. Okay, let's practice.
Oh no.
Please repeat. these sentences. He hit the nail on the head. He hit the nail right on the head. Good answer. You hit the nail on the head. I really loved her answer. She hit the nail right on the head. Okay, good job. Our next idiom is speak your mind. Speak his mind. Speak her mind. Speak your mind means to say exactly what you think or feel. Often, we use this for a situation when someone openly speaks an opinion or speaks their feelings. Examples. Okay, I've been watching in silence for a long time. Now I'm going to speak my mind. She spoke her mind at the community meeting last night, and everyone was shocked. Why don't you go to your wife and speak your mind? Okay, it's practice time.
Oh, no.
Please repeat these sentences. She really spoke her mind yesterday at the conference. I know something's wrong here. Please speak your mind. I want to speak my mind, but I'm afraid to talk to him. Okay, one more time. She really spoke her mind yesterday at the conference. I know something's wrong here. Please speak your mind. I want to speak my mind, but I'm afraid to talk to him. Well, that's it for today's idioms. Keep practicing. Good luck.
Thanks for listening to the English Teacher John Show. Live a little, learn a little, laugh a little, tell your friends. Visit us on the web at EnglishTeacherJohn.com. Please email us your comments. Our email address is teacher@EnglishTeacherJohn.com. Thanks.